This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, we're talking about the question I get quite often from people is, why do I get anxious when I relax? So this isn't a specific answer to a specific person. This is kind of a general answer to a number of people who have asked this question, not only recently, but over time. I think we've talked about this before, but I'd like to really address it again because we're trying to relax, right? We're trying to calm our nervous system. And then often when we get there, people notice that they feel anxious again about that. So there is an anxiety that can be triggered during relaxation. And so, like, if you have ever felt like you're trying to calm down and that in and of itself makes you feel even more anxious, you have plenty of company. This, again, like I said, I get email about this. So I figure for every one email I get, there may be how many people out there struggling that don't write in. Research suggests that about 15% of the population is prone to having their anxiety triggered as they are beginning to relax. That's a lot of people. And even though anyone might feel these effects under other conditions, relaxation-induced anxiety is what happens when your efforts to unwind make you feel uptight, make you feel nervous, or that something's wrong. And so here's what happens. One minute you're resting, maybe you're on vacation, and you're stretched out on the beach, or you're in the hammock in your backyard. You're enjoying life. You feel that letting go. And then the next thing you know, you're back up on your feet and you're worried about that funny sound that your car engine was making on the way home, or something that you all of a sudden remember you forgot to do at work. Find out what your mind is up to and put it at ease, right? This is what we're going to do. We're going to find out what the mind is doing here, and then we're going to let the mind be put to ease. So let's understand a little bit about this relaxation-induced anxiety. First off, it's distinguished between different anxiety issues. You know you're dealing with relaxation-induced anxiety when those uneasy situations hit you after you've been able to ease up for a little while. Never being able to relax or only responding to getting a massage or falling asleep, those are different conditions. But this is what we're talking about today, is specifically after you've been able to get that relaxation response, your nervous system is calming down, and all of a sudden, boom, you're worked up about something. And the next point is to recognize what the obstacles are. I want you to pay attention to your thoughts and how they interfere with your quiet moments. They're like little things. Like, you may think that you're not dressed appropriately unless you're totally dressed to the nines, right? Or looking like you're ready to go to a business meeting. Maybe they're the old tapes that play in your head. Again, these are things that pop up seemingly, quote, out of the blue. And then I want you to monitor your body. Some people get really alarmed about physical sensations that happen when they start to slow down or speed up. Get familiar with your own body. Get familiar with when you slow down, what's your heart rate feeling like? When you speed up, what's your heart rate feeling like? Just get familiar with it. You don't have to obsess about it. You don't have to be alarmed about any of it. Just see if you can notice what it is. Learn to sense when it's increasing, right? When the heart rate is increasing, notice it like, studies have been done about the actual body registering the uptight anxiousness before the mind does, before you have cognition of it. So be aware, pay attention. Is my heart rate starting to speed up? Breathing. Is my breathing shallow? Maybe that's a sign for you. Either you could be breathing yourself into a state of anxiousness, or you could be having your body is responding to something and soon your mind is going to pick up on it. So see if you can get familiar with your body and where it's at. Learn to sense when it's increasing in heart rate or your breathing is becoming shallower or when your body stiffens. A very common one is the shoulders going up, the neck feels stiff and tight. And another one is the jaw, right? Clenching the jaw. Recognize that these changes are natural. They're happening in the body because this is a response to something that's going on, to a thought that is maybe not conscious in you, but unconscious. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. So, how can we manage this relaxation-induced anxiety? How can we manage to no longer have to be a slave to getting anxious every time we are calming ourselves down? I want you to first accept your feelings. One of the most powerful methods for overcoming any kind of anxiety is to have acceptance. We want to have compassion for ourselves and whatever challenge is going on, whether it's a challenge that is bubbling up through our unconscious, and maybe we can give it a voice at this time and place, or something that is happening in the moment. Acknowledge that these challenges and changes are a part of life. Remind yourself of your strengths and your accomplishments instead of only paying attention to the struggles and the challenges. Next, I want you to go easy. You probably know that it's like when you try to stop thinking about the luggage that got lost at the airport. Pretty soon, it's popping up in your thoughts more than ever. Similarly, forcing yourself to be still can backfire and make you feel more agitated. This happens to us all the time. One of the times this happens often is on vacation because we think we're, quote, supposed to be relaxing. And forcing ourselves or beating ourselves up because we're not in the state of mind that we think we should be in can really backfire and make us feel more agitated. So be on the lookout for if you are falling into that trap. Gradually incorporate relaxation techniques into your life and don't have such high expectations that you actually cause yourself more stress and anxiety. Drop the expectations is another way to do this. Different techniques work for different people. Like I said, here on the show, we work on lots of practices. We talk about a lot of different techniques, tools for our toolbox, etc. But different things work for different people. So I want you to keep an open mind. Enjoy trying out new things or practices or breathing exercises or physical exercises, new herbal remedies or teas or all of the many things that we've talked about here. Just know that those are all just techniques and things to help us get to where we want to go, which is to accept what is actually happening with more grace and ease. So drop the expectations and enjoy trying new things and focus on the process of relaxation. You can increase your mindfulness, which will really be soothing in and of itself. It's probably one of the safest ways to get yourself into relaxation is to just be mindful and accept what is going on. And then I want you to be specific. You may need more guidance than just telling yourself to be calm. If that worked, none of us would have any stress or anxiety. If we're not telling ourselves to be calm, our loved ones around us are telling us to please calm down, right? Scan your own body and your mind. You know, unclench your jaw and lower your shoulders. The reason I say this over and over again is because we can guide the mind into relaxation by willfully relaxing the body, right? You go for a massage, your body relaxes. You listen to calming music, your body may relax again. This depends on the person. But what I want you to do is to use your body to let your mind relax. The brain will get the message that all is well as the body relaxes. That conversation goes both ways, but we can willfully or through technique relax our body. And for many people, that is much easier than having them change their thoughts and letting their mind relax. You can also give yourself a pep talk, right? So you could talk to yourself using your mind as a way to calm the mind. Now, this works better for some people than others, but find what works for you. Is your entryway into relaxation through self-talk in your mind, or is it through your body and willfully relaxing your muscles? The next point is to level with yourself. You want to be honest with yourself. Begin to notice if you are matching your words with your reality. Trying to ignore a serious illness could make you more upset than facing it head on. Do what needs to be done. Putting things off that need to be done on the to-do list, you will actually feel much better if you're honest with yourself and just get some of those things done. You know you have to get these things done, so it is actually easier to do them or to put them on another list for another day and time than to have them nagging at you over and over. Taxes is one of those things. It's almost easier to take the hours out, sit down, do the prep, and get them going versus just putting it off to another day. The next point is to choose meaningful rewards. I want you to see if you can reinforce these good habits that you're building by giving yourself a meaningful reward. What, and now that's going to be specific to you. Maybe it's a special meal that you make on Friday night to treat yourself, or take yourself to out on an artist's date on Saturday where you take yourself out and just wander in some of your favorite craft or art stores. It can be anything. Take yourself to a concert or give yourself an extra hour in bed on Saturday morning. Give yourself some meaningful rewards for the work that you are doing, for the fact that you are going to be easing into your relaxation through these little mini rewards. It gives us a chance to let go a little bit because we feel like we're being treated. It makes us feel special. Try some out for yourself, but they're going to be specific to you. So see what you can come up with that's a meaningful reward. Another thing that can help us ease into relaxation and not get us ramped up and anxious is to help others. Serving others beats most distractions that offer little long-term relief. Minor worries really fade away when you get caught up in volunteer work or helping a friend or a neighbor in need. See if you can just jump in somewhere and give somebody a hand. I think you might be surprised how little you are thinking about your own stress and anxiousness. And it will bring you to a place of peace. It will help you to what? Relax. So we all know that relaxation is a vital part of keeping ourselves out of anxiety, keeping ourselves happy and healthy and productive. So develop effective strategies for your own individual anxiety triggers, the things that are triggering you, and become comfortable with loosening up. Again, let it be gradual. Don't have to force yourself into relaxing. And now for today's quote. It's not stress that kills us, it's our reaction to it. And that's from Hans Selye. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.